Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear two words in my spirit, and that's faith interruptions. That right now, as you're releasing your faith, it's interrupting something that's taken place. A faith interruption. Maybe it's a timeline and you're waiting for a job promotion. They say, well, you have to wait 9 months. Well, your faith right now is going to interrupt that timeline. What is it that you are waiting for? And you've been given a timeline in the natural. They say, well, this isn't going to happen just yet for you. There's going to be a faith interruption taking place right now in this moment. A diagnosis. Maybe they're saying, well, you know what? You're going to have to be on this medication for the rest of your life. You know what? I want a faith interruption right now, changing what a doctor might be telling you today. A healing prognosis, a faith interruption, a now healing taking place, a mending now taking place, faith interruption. So let's just continue to release our faith today. What are you believing for today? And let's expect that our faith, because faith without works is dead, our faith in action, believing, declaring, is causing an interruption right now. Are you believing for family members to be saved? Well, let's interrupt their plans in faith today. The plans that they have, many plans a man might have, but it's God's plans that will be fulfilled. We need to release our faith today and bring an interruption in the atmosphere. Amen? Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. By faith in God, by the miracle maker, by the only one that is holy. Let's release our faith declaring today. Hallelujah. It's only by the Lord. It's by the word he has spoken. We are believing right now for faith interruptions. Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
all you need. Come on. Just like the woman reached out, touched the hem of his garment. Come on, one word. The one word. Speak it out. What do you need? My world. My world rearranges. My world rearranges. Come on, touch him. Just the one touch.
And everything changes. Everything changes.
One word, with the one word, my world,
my world rearranges, my world rearranges.
Come on, just one touch,
just
the
one,
that's all it takes, just one touch,
and everything changes, everything changes. Jesus, no other God
Father, we just come before you this morning. We thank you. That with one touch, that with one touch by you, God, everything changes. Mindsets, physical issues, financial issues. By one word, you rearrange my world. You rearrange the world around us. Never to be the same. And Holy Spirit, we yield ourselves to you this morning. As we continue on in the service, as the word of God is brought forth. That word. That touch, because the word of God is alive and well. That nourishment from the word. Because it's the bread of life. That light of the world that directs our path, lights our way. By the power of your word, you give us strength, God. We thank you that our spirit man is ready to receive this morning all that you have for us. All that you plan for us. Allow us to be jars of clay in your hand. Mold us and make us who you need us to be. Not only for our own lives, but for those around us. What utensil do we need to be for the world around us? Do we need to hold? Do we need to sever? Do we need to pick up? Do we need to sort? We just thank you that your word molds us and makes us who we need us to be each and every day. We just thank you for your presence, Father. Continue to have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. In Jesus' name we say. Amen. You may be seated.